Santinis. It's us live from the V Emergency Studio over at Hutton. We've set up shop in the very large and very empty conference suites here at the Orbital, and of course, we're sitting the regulation 2 meters away from each other, clad in protective clothing, apart from Buck, and at least an inch of perspex between each of us. I'm Remote Dick Chafing.
I'm rough as a badger's arse, Rudolph Hacker's brother from another mother.
I'm Will We Make It, Will My Finger Dick.
I'm Normally Fine, Norma Snuckers.
And I'm Harry Prozac.
Yes, he is. And now, for those bingy bongy bangies headlines, he said, covering up what he's doing. There we go. And now, for the headlines.
Fleet tease as news feed unfreezes.
The hug plug for Bog Dog Sprog.
Are distant worlds the safest places to be?
Zayance has trouble with big deposits.
Follow me heaven as ECM goes virtual.
The ultimate Atrus guide to keeping Thargoids at arm's length.
A little from Lou's little war and his big warning.
And Norma learns how to give it away for free. First tonight, those teasers at the Pilots Federation. Are they teasers or teases? Teases! They are teasers at the Pilots Federation are showing a turn of an ankle and hinting at glory further down the line as their ongoing Dance of the Seven Veiled updates enters its next phase. Commander Benedetti, the current allocated spokesperson for the Pilots Federation, has hinted that the latest phase of development by Brewer Corporation will soon be swinging into action. At first, our roving reporter went immediately to the nearest bar and demanded to get his hands on the prototype Pangalactic Gargo Blaster Mark II, a wee nip of something fresh from the barrel, and of course a double helping of Iron Brewer. Mystified as to why none of them were in the slightest bit enlightening as to the Brewer's new product, and after some drunken quizzing of passers-by, it turns out that the Brewer Corporation builds stuff. Big stuff. Really big stuff, like space stations, and funnily enough, fleet carriers. Their share price has rocketed as it was revealed earlier today that the price tag for what can only be described as an outpost with a whacking great engine stuck on its arse is to be measured in the billions of credits bracket. The details of the new fuel source for these floating marvels are sketchy at the moment, but the mineral tritium, or tritium, depending if you can speak properly, has been touted, or tooted, as a potential power plant powering product at the pumps. Scientists from Canon have been dispatched to work out exactly what tritium is and how much range it could afford the floating fleet flyers. Figures up to and including 500 light years have been floated, which opens up exciting future times for explorers. Let us help. Tritium, or hydrogen-3, is a rare and radioactive isotope of hydrogen. Naturally occurring tritium is extremely rare on Earth-like worlds. Atmospheres have only trace amounts, formed by the interaction of its gases with cosmic rays. Good thing that the Aurora Australis has upgraded the cosmic ray detector a few weeks back. It can be produced by irradiating lithium metal or lithium-bearing ceramic pebbles in a nuclear reactor. Tritium is used as a radioactive tracer in radioluminescence light sources for watches and instruments, and along with deuterium, as a fuel for nuclear fusion reactions with applications in energy generation and weapons, which will keep the PvP types happy. For the money-making magnates out there worried about the dent that buying one of these huge hangars will make, they should worry not, as it appears that they will be able to charge exorbitant tariffs to anyone who makes use of their facilities, its facilities, and rig the prices of critical trade goods like food, beer, and Mama's Bog Spaniels. Will this mean we can float a fleet carrier out to Hutton filled to the brim with limpets for the hungry hippos? With large pads available, it's entirely possible that the mythical free anaconda, terms and conditions apply, for large values of free and small values of a few million anacondas may cost more than they appear to, might be able to at least faked up totally by landing one on the megaship and parading it in front of those unfortunate enough to make the journey in the hope of getting one. But not sold to them, of course. Even for free. Our reporter, once his hangover subsides, will be making his way to Shinra to Desra and taking a deep dive into these excitingly elephant-fat bastards and mind-bogglingly bro-bing-ding-lagamian behemoths, probably sometime next Thursday. Shortly before the next one of these shows, and shortly after, I give Rudolf Hucker a swift kick in the chuckies.
In a move that Galnet News would have described as the worst idea since Nocti tried to make banana-flavored cider, if they were saying anything at all, animal charities around the galaxy have declared today, March the 26th, as Galactic Adopt a Mimas Bog Spaniel Day. Recently, there has been a huge increase in the population of these canine wardens, partly due to the sudden disappearance indoors of their usual predators. The hunter who wants something that walks like a duck, sounds like a duck, but is a damn sight easier to shoot than a duck. Given the enormous size of these beasts when fully grown, their voracious appetites, and their inability to differentiate between dog food and the right arm of their owners at feeding time, we suspect that the instigators of this ill-conceived idea have either never met one of these creatures, or have a stockpile of prosthetic limbs that they wish to quickly convert into cash. A spokesman said, "Dangerous? Bog spaniels? Never heard such nonsense. I've never had any trouble from one of them, and neither has my partner, Lefty."
With outbreaks breaking out throughout known space, the question has been asked whether long-range explorers had it right to begin with. The bubble is an oversaturated and crowded space, and as a famous man once said, space is big. You just won't believe how vastly, hugely, mind-bogglingly big it is. I mean, you may think it's a long way down to the road to the chemist, but that's just peanuts to space. And we really don't want to be popping down to the chemist at the moment, thank you very much. Deep space is where the calm is at, where the nastiest thing you'll encounter is a high G world, and the scariest aliens are simple creatures that just want to give your ship a hug. Ah, there aren't any other people, unless you really want there to be. Just you, your space madness, that talking penguin glove puppet, and a gingham dress. Hutton Orbital News' biggest tip for the week? Join a distant worlds expedition. We know it was years ago and has now officially finished, but there's no time like the present to get the heck out of Dodge. Unless, of course, you've actually got $5 billion in the bank, then you might want to hang around a bit.
The governor of the Bank of Zeont has issued a stark warning today against speculating on any future developments regarding so-called fleet carriers. This comes as interest has been increasing at the bank regarding just how big a suitcase you would need to carry 5 billion credits, just whose picture is on those large banknotes, and anyway, aren't those big notes all saturated with onion head anyway? The bank's board of governors have forecasted a boom time ahead for those with the wherewithal to take advantage, and boy do they know how to take advantage, and have reportedly let out their belts another notch and applied stimulus packages in a move that they're calling quantitative easing. I'll try that one again. It's in a move that they're calling quantitative easing. Insider trading is, of course, still a crime. and we are assured that no one would be caught making money from any foreknowledge, but the Brewer Corporation has reported receiving an order for a gold-plated fleet carrier from a gentleman with a very unconvincing Scottish accent.
Ever since the advent of the Holomy Pilot soft-light hologram system, inventors everywhere have been looking at new ways to make it more fun. Multi-crew? That's so 3304. Pranking your friends by having a dangerous-looking accident, videoing their faces as you plummet from a 40th-story window, or dive in front of one of those little yellow trucks that go round and round the inside of stations. Pah! It's been done already. In the 21st century on a program called Jackass. The latest trend is to build the biggest, most participative party imaginable. The kind that Imperials would be jealous of. And stuff it with games, fun, and entertainment. And then have everyone not actually turn up. Have them stay at home. VCM is planning to do just that on the 11th of April. Chuck a huge party and then tell everyone to stay at home, comfy in their cushioned hammocks. The twist? By the marvel of modern Holomy, they can all actually be there, looking exactly how they want. Always wanted to turn up to the party looking like Homer Simpson? Done. Or how about an extra from one of the nastier scenes in Lord of the Rings? You know the kind. The one with some mutant orc being born out of some slippery sack. Yep, you can do that too. Tattoos? New glasses? That purple flight suit you always wondered whether it would suit you? VECM is the perfect party. And what's more, when you get cornered by someone and can't escape, you can just pull a quick Logovsky and claim your netlink broke. So, join VECM on the 11th of April. Bring some games, bring your own booze, and let's make the party you don't actually have to go to the new thing for 3306.
Good evening, truckers! Atrus 5060 here with a little bit of information on how to avoid catching the Nurgi from those nasty Thargoids. My number one tip for the day is to make sure you don't get too close to them. Antisocial distancing is the perfect way to avoid a terrible encounter with the dreaded green goo. I recommend a nice trip out to Colonia, or maybe Beagle Point. Second on my list, if you absolutely have to go to the Pleiades or anywhere there are confirmed Thargoids, take precautions, Commander. Key workers such as the lovely people from Operation IDA, or is it IDA, and Haxwing, as well as the Anti-Xeno Initiative, need your support. Precautions include washing your ship thoroughly after every space voyage, smearing yourself in Matrona Experience Jelly, and of course, always bring your shutdown neutralizer in case one of them coughs on you. Next, and this one's very important. If you end up all caustic and itchy, you want to use your decontamination limpet fast. If you haven't got one, then make sure you've got someone with you that can apply it liberally to the affected area. We also recommend having a bit of a lie down afterward. There's lots of fake news about Thargoids out there, that they can be cured by swallowing two unknown probes for breakfast, that eating Thargoid hearts stops you catching a bad case of blowing up, and of course, that old chestnut, aromatherapy. If you see some of those little fuckers buzzing around, you want to use your patented Tharg Zapper on them and give them a good dose of shock cannon. But beware, Commander. These noxious fumes, old smelly, are catching. And lastly, Operation IDA, or is it IDA, are asking for volunteers the recently retired, and of course final year student pilots to put themselves forward to help clear any damaged stations and make essential repairs. How lovely. Stay safe out there, commanders, and remember, if it goes green, chop it off quick. For the mug.
Lou's visiting the phlebotomists of Doom today and having almost a regulation armful to their yearly feed-starving vampire telethon. He's having a bit of a lie down and a nice biscuit. So, as usual, luckily the hot pit bit has total stability and there's nothing going on. Hang on a minute. All hands on deck this week, as Hutton has been thrown into a full multi-play, multi-ball, curveball of hot pit stuff to contend with. First, and most urgently, we're up the Colonia without a frame shift, as both EL Procol Centauri and Tyr have pending elections, and we stand to lose both of our bases in the next week if we don't get our finger out and do something about it. Wash it first. Yes, Fort Mug on Hutton Moon might fall to the ballot box. Then, over in the bubble, we've had a number of insidious incursions into Hutton space. One war against a new faction over in Y0855-0714 seems to have gone well, but we've got a whole smorgasbord of consequences racking up in other systems. Wolf 359 appears to be under attack by yet another player group. They've been told to let it be, more on this later, but it's not helped by an infrastructure failure that promises to cause no end of trouble. We've got a full quarantine situation in Epsilon Handy Dandy, so we need medicines there as soon as you can. Plus, a drought in Trepin, and there are rumours that Fruity's been using all the water in an overzealous hand-washing session. Possibly after a quick visit to Epsilon Hairy Mandy. So, win two elections, cure the sick, water the thirsty, and defend the borders. And all on the week that Lou's not here to talk about it all. Now, over to Norma.
Hello, we've got a couple of community-related items to cover. Personally, I thought that was something that happened in a certain kind of horse farm, but we all have to improvise in these strange times. Firstly, as a lovely gesture in these difficult days, those smashing people at the East India Trading Company are flouting the rule that says that you can't get something for nothing. From last Saturday, 21st of March 3306, and continuing for at least 4 weeks, all trades for engineer unlocked commodities and rare goods will be absolutely free to commanders whose ship's computer has a window, or two. Those ships without windows aren't eligible, unfortunately. Simply interface with their computer, just search for EIC Trading Post, and you'll see it. They'll arrange for the necessary goods to be made available and keep pirates off your back whilst they do the transfer. This really is proper PWP. Our thanks go to the East India Trading Company. Secondly, Commander Dream State wants pilots that may have found themselves unexpectedly with time on their hands to help look for a possible Guardian ruin site. It's all too clever for us, but details are in the Pilots Federation forums, and we have a clever link, tinyurl.com/guardiansearch.